Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I do want to touch on one thing before we get into this. Kirk Cousins being in Northeast Ohio yesterday. And the morning show had this too. So apparently yesterday, Dan... And I didn't see any problems, although I was watching on Spectrum. Did you have any problems with the game yesterday with on CLE Guardians.tv?
No, I don't use that one. I am still one of the lamos with cable. So I can't cut my cable quite yet.
I'm surprised. You'd be like one of the first people I think would have cut the cord.
It's a war inside of our home. We'll put it that way.
Okay.
The lady friend very much will not get rid of it because she likes having the DVR ability and she doesn't like on demand. It's Andy, it's a problem. It is one of those battles that's just not worth fighting.
So you just keep paying the bill.
So I just hush up and pay the bill because
you're going to end up paying a bill to somebody if you want to watch the game. So let's be honest.
Because the bill is cheaper than the emotional damage that comes with the fight. Not to mention she fights dirty.
I don't want to know. Man, they keep that at home. I don't want to get you in any more trouble than you might already be in. All right, so CLE Guardians.tv is offering complimentary tickets for folks that were having issues yesterday. I'm not sure what package you had to buy on this, so I'm just telling you what I'm looking at here. And again, this was Ticket News. And so they put out a release and said, "We recognize, despite the excitement for the start of the Guardians season, the debut of CLE Guardians TV had some technical issues early in yesterday's game, and there was a temporary outage that impacted live game streams from across the league on MLB TV.
Yeah, MLB TV was having all sorts of hiccups yesterday as well. It wasn't just the Guards.
So they did want to thank folks for purchasing CLE Guardians TV, and they apologized. And for the inconvenience to your first game viewing experience, the Guardians and Major League Baseball are offering them 4 complimentary upper reserve seats to 1 2025 Guardians April or May regular season game of your choice at Progressive Field, with the exception of the sold-out April 8th home opener. And they'll communicate all the details coming up here soon to you to redeem the offer. Thank you for your continued support. Go Guards. I am going to say this one more time, that the Guardians, by the way, I don't think the Guardians really had to do that.
No,
they
didn't. No, they did not.
Because the Major League Baseball is driving the bus on this whole entire TV thing. Like, the reason you had to wait until the last second outside of the stream that they created, and that probably was MLB TV too, was because of Major League Baseball. It's not because of your team. So just so you know that, okay? Because of what happened with their issues with their previous...
television provider.
Yes. So, and rest their soul, right? I guess.
That's a good way to put it. I guess that's one way to put it. No, that's very cool. That's a very classy move. And to everybody who ran into a hiccup, it stinks. Usually that, as somebody who has had MLB TV for gosh, I got to be going on 10 years or so with MLB TV, if not 15. It's usually awesome. And for some reason, yesterday it was a giant hiccup, and I wonder if it was just the flood of people using it.
Well, they may have had more on the stream because you never, I mean, when's the last, they've never had a full team, full season package, have they?
Yep. On MLB Padres, TV? Yeah, the Padres last year, the Diamondbacks last year. Yeah, they've ran into it in the past.
Okay, well, but now you're adding teams now you're putting more pressure on the system.
Right.
So it doesn't collapse.
Which was the tech that was so good that ESPN bought it. So, yeah, that was the whole BAM tech thing where they ended up getting a whole bunch of cash out of the deal. So hopefully it will be better moving forward, and this is just the hiccup along the way.
So, again, I'm just telling you that, I mean, just knowing the inside baseball and some of this stuff, this is not on the Guardians, just so you know. You might be mad at them because you had that hiccup yesterday. I actually think it's the above and beyond to offer those tickets to you if you had the hiccup for yesterday. So good for them. I mean, we talked to them enough. I think they get it in a lot of things. And I mean, does anybody else give away more stuff to the fans than the Guardians do? I can't. I mean, no one has the dates. So no. And they give away a lot of stuff.
They do.
The year.
They, but do,
that's,
they do.
That's also the beauty of baseball too, right?
Yeah.
To be able to walk away with something when you go to the game, you got to keep, especially when you're a kid, you get a keepsake, right?
And a lot of memories.
Yeah. I know it's. And well, I'm not going to get into the cost of going and all that stuff.
Get to keep the sporting equipment, too. No other sport lets you do that.
Arena football.
Really?
Yeah, you got to keep the football for when the stands.
I'll be damned. I didn't know.
Yeah, how about that? There you go. But then again, you know why that league's had so much trouble. They got to pay for all those footballs.
Exactly. Football's galore.
All right, let's talk a little bit about yesterday. So you see Kirk Cousins on social media yesterday at Chipotle on the West Side in Westlake. Again, my first reaction was, how many Westlakes are there across the country? Because I had friends that lived in Westlake, California, and so then I had to look it up. I believe there's 8 Westlakes across the United States. So I was like, and I think one's in Georgia. So immediately I was like, well, come on. And I had somebody who was like just constantly, a good friend of mine, kept constantly texting me on what was going on and trying to give me the lowdown. I'm like, dude, why don't you just drive out there and go see if he's out there for yourself?
It's a good point.
So I'm still trying to figure out the gist of the whole thing. I mean, if you hear anything from the Browns, why would the Browns ever? I mean, even if they had a meeting with him. And by the way, all the bigwigs were out of town last night.
Right,
they were at Penn State.
Yeah. So let's throw everything on the board.
Okay.
Like Charlie Kelly, and then we'll get the red yarn, and we'll piece it all together as we go. Okay. We're gonna go full blown bird law.
Okay.
All right, are we ready?
Yes. Let's go.
So,
you want to music this?
If I would have thought of it earlier, I would have. Here is what we know.
Okay.
We know Kirk Cousins was in Westlake for Chipotle. We know this because
that's a long way to go. That should say something to you if you work out there. Congratulations to you, because if he came all the way there to eat at that specific Chipotle, bravo.
We also know that he ordered a double chicken salad.
Yes.
Right? We know that because he confirmed it on his X page.
Yes.
We also know that it actually is Kirk Cousins because, A, he confirmed it, mixed with the fact that his agent turned around and confirmed it when he sent out, "I've never gotten so many messages about a man eating a burrito." So
here's my question. Do you think they charged him for the second scoop of chicken?
You have to.
Well, I don't know, man. It's Kirk Cousins. You want him to come to Cleveland. Like, you would hope that if you wanted him to come and you were a Browns fan and you were behind the counter, like, every once in a while, I got to tell you, there's some really good, nice people that work at Chipotle. And every once in a while, you're like, hey, can I get a double of that? And then you get to the end, and they bring out that black marker to hit you on the top of the tinfoil, and you're like, I wonder if they're going to put double down on that. I wonder if they're going to put the double on.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
More into that maybe later on. I always just assume I'm going to pay for it whenever he has that kind of thing. Like,
it's kind of a good
feeling. Do you recognize Kirk Cousins before he pulls out his card and you look down and it says Kirk Cousins on it?
No, but here's what you do recognize, and I bet this is what people in there, it's not, like, there's something about a professional athlete when they walk into anywhere, whether you're at a restaurant or fast food or you're walking through the place with the bullseye or anywhere, right? I mean, you kind of know. I don't know. Maybe I'm spoiled because I've spent a lot of my life around those guys, and I kind of know when someone walks in the room, although they all kind of seem the same. When you're in a room with 26 or 100 of those guys in the same room, you're all like, oh, my man, these guys are just, specimens. They're in such good shape, and they're just so strong. And like you know it. You know it when you walk into a restaurant if somebody's there. And then you can kind of feel the buzz because you're looking around the room. You're like, you see people are whispering, like, hey, there's Dan Menigan. That's Dan Menigan over there.
That has never happened. Typically, that's why people leave.
No, it's not true.
They're looking and go, oh, God, he's here?
No, I heard, truth of the matter is, I heard you were getting a hot dog at a gas station, and that came to fruition.
I did eat hot dogs yesterday. They weren't at a gas station.
They're
anyway,
like, hey, man, he's getting three hot dogs for a dollar.
All right, more of what we actually know.
Mm-hmm.
The Browns brass, Jimmy Haslam, J.W. Johnson, Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, the whole group. And then some, we're down at Penn State, and that's multiple reports on that. We're down at Penn State having a meal with Abdul Carter before his pro day. Abdul Carter not participating in the pro day due to a lingering shoulder injury that he is still rehabbing.
Just wants to make sure it's good for when he gets drafted. So the idiot that was all over me on social media yesterday, oh, he wants a guy with a bad shoulder. Okay. Did you watch him play? And tell me he's not one of the best guys in this draft coming out. Give me a break. Keep going. Sorry.
No, we're getting it all out.
I'm going to get all the stuff off my chest because I made the mistake of looking through some of my mentions yesterday, and I was like, look, who is this tool that wants to argue with me about whether this guy can play in the NFL or not, and that I'm over the top because I think he's one of the best players in the draft. It's not just me, bro. It's not just me. And open your eyes and go back and watch. I watched him play live, so I don't need to go back and watch his little highlight reel on YouTube. He can play. He's legit. And if you put him next to your Hall of Fame guy on the other side, they are going to do damage. They are going to do big damage. And, you know, you would have known that yesterday if you would have listened to Nate Tice, too, because he said exactly what I'm saying. So if you don't want Abdul Carter, you're going to regret that down the road, 100%.
Okay. Abdul Carter's really good.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he needs to put on some muscle. Yes, he needs to put on, you know, he's got to do all that kind of stuff.
He's not as big as Myles Garrett. Right. That's the one
thing. He's not Myles Garrett. He's also young. I think Father Time will help out with that a little bit too. All right. So they were down there for Myles Garrett. They have taken off from Penn State. They are back up in Cleveland right now. As we know, they have left their scouting director down in Penn State for the rest of the pro day. That's where we sit right now. I have no idea where Kirk Cousins is right now. But also to keep in mind, he is still under contract with the Atlanta Falcons. So if there were to be any kind of formal discussion between the two groups, it would be considered tampering. But we also know that somehow, some way, when legal tampering opens at noon on a Monday, we have a messload of contracts already signed. And that's not considered full-blown tampering. So I'm not trying to sow any kind of dissent. We just know how the operation goes. That is what we know right now that is official when it comes to Kirk Cousins.
I'll also bring this up, and I'm just telling you a fact. That you can probably get on a private flight from Cleveland to College Station in about an hour and 15 minutes, hour 20, hour 30. So if you really needed to get back and forth quickly, you could do it. It's not a big deal. If you have the means to have your own private transportation in a jet. So right. I always laugh sometimes when I hear some of that stuff. I mean, if you have a private jet, you can do it in about a little bit close to it. I'll just play it safe. No more than an hour 45. Depending on the winds, okay, and the path that you take to get there, I mean, there's more to this. There's another angle part of this.
So that's the majority of the facts. We've got them all up on the board. We've got the red yarn out. We're going to piece it together. But more than anything else, I'm kind of okay if Kirk Cousins is the quarterback of this team.
Well, here's my other question. I mean, when you heard yesterday that Kirk Cousins was in the Northeast Ohio, whether tampering, non-tampering, whatever. What did you think when you heard he was in Northeast Ohio? I didn't frown. I was kind of excited about it. How often do we hear about guys that don't want to play in Cleveland? I'm not saying that he wants to play here, but the fact he was here yesterday, I'll take that as a win for us. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.